This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll tell you what, there's only one place that's got better vibes than the Golden State Warriors. That's 95-7, the game right now.
We
got it going.
I'm on a high. I'm on a natural high. Seriously, Stoney, I didn't sleep.
How come?
Up a little bit. Because we went to the public market in Emeryville thinking we were going to hang out with, you know, friends of the station, guys and gals and children. And Stoney, that place was thick. That means packed. Mm. And they just showed us love for the whole entire game. And I'm telling you, man, it ain't about ratings. It ain't about the Niners and the Warriors. We love them all, but it's about the people. And last night, Stoney, we were blessed. Like, I'm not going to forget last night. Shout out Rob Lowe, man. I don't know about you.
No, it was a great night. Great night.
Thanks
to everybody who was out there. And, I'm gonna say 11 o'clock. At 11 o'clock, I'm going to run down everybody that was out there because I tried to keep track of everybody who came through just to say thank you. And I know I may miss a couple of you, but
I got you. I got a list.
I was,
You were touched. I was touched.
There were a lot of people there. So just a great time. But enough about us.
All right.
Warriors. Go ahead. Just go ahead, man.
There is no go ahead. It's Buffalo Springfield. Something is happening or may have already happened here.
Wow.
And I told you and Evan this. The vibes are so immaculate now watching young Jonathan Kuminga come back and just remind us, you know, he's a part of this team. He is explosive, right? And we were all waiting for something to go bad or, you know, we had a bunch of thoughts. And I know it's just one game, 48 minutes, four quarters. But Stoney, good God. I am so drunk and in love, shout out Beyonce, Stoney, with what the Warriors are doing. If somehow, let's just say they don't win it all this year, this thing is so locked and loaded moving forward to me, I'm not going to be mad in the sense that, Stoney, they still can go to the lab. This thing is not that old. And to watch all the people in one place believe again, because that's what it was. You keep leaving Dre open. You keep leaving Santos and Post and GP3 open. Stoney, you're going to pay for it, man. So I'm up here telling you and telling Evan and the listeners, I don't know where it's going, but it's good right now. And Stoney, this is the last part. I don't think they're overachieving. This is like just a natural evolution of bringing a guy like Jimmy Butler to the Bay, now other teams got to pay.
Oh, did you do that on purpose?
It just came to my mind off the top.
Not bad.
Freestyle Friday.
Not bad. No, just as it relates to Draymond Green making threes and Gary Payton making some threes, they're gonna get threes the rest of the season.
And
Because they have to. They have to get threes the rest of the season because you can't guard them out there.
Wow.
And still then pay attention to the big boys. So the Warriors absolutely take care of the Sacramento Kings last night.
130 points. 130-104.
And look, everything's clicking for the Golden State Warriors right now. There's no doubt about it. And here's a couple things that I was just thinking about was, here's one thing that just hit home last night. And there were a million things, but I mean, Jimmy Butler could care less about statistics.
And man,
I mean, oh my gosh, this guy is like, he
talk to me, man.
He just doesn't care about stats. One iota. And I was thinking about that. I was talking to some guys last night at Public Market Emeryville about Butler. I get it. He's a forward. And sometimes he plays like a power forward. But I almost view him as a point guard, like an old-fashioned pass-first point guard, because
I like that.
I feel like he comes out and he doesn't try to get his right away. And he looks at the game and he assesses the game and he sees what's going on. And then he figures out what's needed, and then he goes to work in that area, whether it's defense, whether it's passing, whether it's moving the ball, whether it's defense, or whether he's got to start scoring. But his approach to the game,
I love it.
He's got a way of not floating and yet still letting the game come to him.
Can I give you a warehouse term?
Yeah.
He takes inventory.
Oh yeah, that's nice.
Okay.
I'll give you a four for that. But you know what? Here's what, and we're gonna have a lot of fun today because Goo wasn't in here yesterday. By the way, appreciate you coming out last night.
Oh, no doubt, man.
Seriously, yeah. I know you had a lot of stuff going on.
I had a funeral. And Stani, what did we talk about? You, Evan, and I. You know, funerals should be celebrated. It's a party, right? And that was my version of it. So I wasn't going to leave you hanging. And I am so glad, again, not to be redundant. Stani, I was touched last night. They could fire me today and walk me to that elevator, and last night will be remembered. We are people's friends. Just our voice, our convo. Kayla, 9 years old.
I know.
Remembered our fight verbatim. And she was laughing. I go, young lady, you might want to, don't go this route. But to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
9 year old Kayla came out last night.
And
she was a little cutie pie. Yeah. And she was out there with her family. It was fun. It was really a lot of fun. Oh, and by the way,
what do you got?
Steph Curry made his 4,000th three-pointer.
Man.
And why did you have to spoil it? With your text?
With my text?
About, well, really, he's had 4,500. Weren't you?
That was Evan.
Oh, that was Evan?
I got the chef on my chest.
Oh, my bad.
Shout out Sheen and Warriors World Study. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Wow. Oh, so now you don't have venom towards Evan, huh?
Oh, no, I'm just getting to it.
Okay, all right. That was easy.
So, in case you don't know, that was 4,000. Regular season.
Yeah, threes. I mean, he's got like 620 in the playoffs. He got 4,000 3 years ago.
That's incredible. I wonder what he would say to that. Oh, man.
We started figuring out how many he could theoretically end up with.
Wow.
So let's just say he finishes this year with 4,000, I don't know, 200.
Yeah.
He could easily get to 5,000.
Easy.
And especially because he told us he wants to outplay his contract. So,
I got to run this by you and Evan. We're up against it. Yeah. Do you remember the first opponent he made his first career three-pointer against? I thought of you, too. I've been thinking about us.
I know it. Just because I saw the highlight.
Oh, damn it.
I mean, the better part last night.
Evan, you know?
Yeah, of course.
It was at Phoenix. And it came off an assist from Andris Biedrich. And they had Andris on the
that
big
was awesome.
Screen. And
do you guys know who set the screen to free Steph up for his first three?
This has to mean something.
Now you're getting deep. Fitz.
I'm going David Lee.
Bob Fitzgerald.
Close.
Kalen Azubuki. Don't you long for those days?
Man.
Don't you long for 32 and 50?
That was 50 pounds lighter.
No expectations.
Yep.
Yeah, every win was a gift. It was never expected. But the Golden State Warriors, guys, they're rolling. Let's get into it.
Yep.
The one thing I was thinking, just to take everybody's temperature at this point, is where are you right now with this team? Are we at championship or bust? Is that where we're at? do you like what's going on, but you still need to see more? And is there anybody out there that still isn't sold on what's going on? What do you think, Goo?
There can't be, but we're here for you. And I'll tell you something that's concerning me on the other side, partner.
Oh, I needed you to say a little more because I got to get my
reads. But if you look at Evan, he's like, get out!
All right, what's coming up on the game is brought 888-957-9570. It's going to be a fun day today. We'd love for you to join in.